During the Second Sino-Japanese War, weapons of mass destruction were extensively used against the Chinese. Rather than taking Allied airmen as prisoners of war, it was common practice to execute them after the Japanese had captured and interrogated them. During World War II, as the Americans cut off Japanese supply lines, starving Japanese soldiers on remote Pacific islands survived by committing acts of cannibalism. One of the greatest tragedies was the plight of comfort women. These were young, innocent girls forced into sexual slavery in Japanese military brothels in occupied countries. Hundreds of thousands of comfort women endured serial rape day and night in these so-called comfort stations. They came from China, Korea, and later from all over the Japanese-occupied territories in Asia, among them Australians as well as Dutch from Indonesia. Eventually, some of these women bravely came forward, writing about their traumatic experiences in their memoirs. The most well-known of these authors, Jan Ruff O'Hearn, also testified at the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee about her ordeal as a sex slave, which started when, at the age of 19, she was captured with her family by the Japanese in the Dutch East Indies, today's Indonesia. As Japan continued to conquer Southeast Asia, the war crimes committed by Imperial forces continued to mount. The 1942 Bataan Death March in the Philippines was the forcible transfer of an estimated 80,000 Filipino and American prisoners of war after the 3 months devastating Battle of Bataan. Thousands died before they reached their destination. It was followed by the 1942 Laha Massacre of Australian and Dutch civilians who were bayoneted and beheaded in cold blood.